Humboldt County supervisor has said an Amazon distribution center in McKinleyville is in a permitting phase, and if it happens, it will bring much-needed sales tax revenue into the county's budget. The new development was discussed as the Board of Supervisors fielded a mid-year budget presentation at its February 10th meeting. Assistant County Administrative Officer Jessica Maciel said the budget adopted last July was based on the anticipation that spending will exceed income by about $20 million. But the delta between the two has narrowed, and the difference is now forecasted to be about $11 million. That means there's still a $9 million deficit, and while property tax revenue has risen, sales tax revenue has been declining and is now flat. Supervisor Steve Madrone said the county loses sales tax revenue when residents shop online instead of locally. He added that sales tax revenues from online shopping go to the communities where distribution centers are located. And he said the county's sales tax scenario could change as an Amazon distribution center is slated for McKinleyville.
If there's going to be this trend of shopping online, well, maybe we ought to have a distribution center so that we get more of our share out of that. In fact, there's one being proposed in McKinleyville at the Airport Business Park as we speak. And that's just come out recently with online chatter. There's applications at the building department for this. If the trend is going to continue to be shopping online, then hey, let's have a distribution center and get more of our sales tax. So that's a real thing. You know, people think they want to blame all the billionaires for all our problems on the planet, and yet we keep giving them all our money through shopping online. It's kind of, it's like, what is up with this, you know, if we really think it through. But that would actually, with that new distribution center, would actually probably increase our sales tax in the county, because that's in the unincorporated area. And I'm assuming that that will lead to increased sales tax revenue in the coming years.
Asked to confirm if an Amazon distribution center would increase the county's sales tax revenue, Maciel said, quote, based on counties with distribution centers currently, I would say most likely yes. Madrone said, the distribution center, quote, looks like it's happening. Sales tax revenue funds Measure Z, the county's public safety services fund, which is expected to bring in as much as was forecasted for the current year, about $13 million. And there was discussion about reducing administration of Measure Z, as now the fund mostly continues paying for previously funded requests, and there's little room for new ones. Supervisor Natalie Arroyo said the community should be made aware of the minimal wiggle room.
If we're not envisioning much left for outside applicants, then I would want them to kind of have that message, or set the amounts that they could apply for differently. And I know it's bucking the process a little bit to talk about it right now, but I've, you know, heard from some folks who, and you know, organizations that do amazing work all over our community are losing revenue right now from grant funding sources, and I think more of them than usual are looking to the Measure Z in with hopefulness around one-time funds to continue doing some like really meaningful work. So I would want to be able to convey that message that we expect that to be a much, much smaller pot.
The county's tight budget scenario includes leaving positions unfilled. During a public comment period, Drew Redden, the business agent for the county's employees union, said local government workers are dealing with increased workloads.
I can tell you right now that my members feel like they're being asked to do more with less. And I'm going to say it again later today. We need to do less with less if we're going to have less. And the expectations that exist for employees is too high for folks. They're burning out. They're going away. They can't be hired. And while we're talking about deallocating positions, just this past week, pursuant to AB 339, we just received notice from DHHS for outside contracting of our bargaining unit work to the tune of tens of millions of dollars just last week. So we're gonna unfund and deallocate positions from workers here in the county that we can have services to the community from our public employees. and we're deallocating those and we're spending money because we can't hire enough people to do the work to begin with, and we're spending tens of millions in outside contracts.
Supervisors approved a series of modifications to the current fiscal year budget, including increasing the amount of general fund allocations to county departments by 5%. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.